Semester Self-Check, Unit 1. Irish Canals.
In the summer of 2016 and again in 2017, my wife and I and our two daughters rented a self-drive narrowboat on Ireland's Shannon River waterway system. The charm of cruising the Shannon River lies with the towns and villages that you pass through along the way and the people who live there. Renting a boat like this is very different from a house or condo rental, but as Diane, my wife, says, if you can cook in it, I consider it a vacation rental. The boat trips are a way to slow down, settle in, and see different areas from a different perspective. Canals are human-made channels for water conveyance or to service water transport vehicles. Most canals have a series of dams and locks that create areas of low-speed current flow. These areas are referred to as slack water levels, often just called levels. Despite modern technological advances in air and ground transportation, inland waterways continue to fill a vital role and in many areas to grow substantially. The first Irish canals were built as a method of water supply, but also for irrigation. They were used as a way of directing water to areas where there were no natural water sources, or where more water was needed. During the time of the Industrial Revolution, the number of canals began to increase rapidly. There was a growing demand for waterways to help to improve the transportation of goods and raw materials, as many manufacturers were struggling to transport heavy goods using horse-drawn road vehicles. Over the years, canals were expanded so that they would be more suitable for larger, non-horse-drawn vehicles. All over Europe, canals began to decline once rail networks started to expand. Rail transport became a more sensible option for industrialists whose aim was to move large quantities of goods or raw materials quickly. Some canals were forced to close and they fell into disrepair. It was only in the latter part of the 20th century that canals started to become more popular for recreational usage. Today, canals are seen as a source of pleasure by many people. It is possible to rent residential boats for a holiday and cruise around the Irish canal network. Other people live aboard canal boats all year round. Living on board such a boat can be very different from living in a bricks and mortar home. But many people find that it is a very interesting and rewarding experience. Today, almost 9,000 people operate a houseboat on Irish waterways, up 5% on last year. The biggest increase is among so-called roving houseboats, where owners don't buy a fixed mooring but can remain in almost any location for 2 weeks before they must move on. Recently, I met Claire, a young entrepreneur who lives in a houseboat. She said she owns a startup company and it's crucial for her to be in central Dublin, but she's not in a position to get a mortgage or pay premium prices for rent. This way, she can walk to meetings with investors in the inner city. Her 500 euros a month, two-bedroom boat is basic but comfortable, she told me. The people she lives among are a lovely community of students, professionals, including a photographer and a chiropractor, as well as retired couples. The worst part, however, she told me, is having to empty out the septic tank, and winter nights can get really cold. So, what about your next holidays? With almost 8,000 kilometers of navigable waterways, France, for instance, boasts the largest canal network in Europe. Why not give it a try? Maybe you'll enjoy it as much as my family and I did.